Red hot inflation is far from a new thing, even if it feels like it is right now. Yahoo Finance Editor-in-Chief Andy Sauer wrote about this in his latest column and joins us now. Andy, good morning to you. Take us down memory lane a bit.
Well, you know, I started off, Brian, with this fact that, okay, if this is the highest inflation number in 40 years, and you're not really old enough to remember something like this until, say, you're 10, that means that no one really under the age of 50 remembers inflation in the United States. And that means that basically like two-thirds of America has no idea what's going on right now. And I am old enough to remember. I am one of those people who can remember inflation. And I remember, you know, my parents sort of teaching me to look at the cans and see the prices, and they were going up. And you know, a lot of things happened back then that changed. I mean, it was very difficult. Money market accounts were sky high. Mortgages were, you know, 12, 14%. It was crazy. And it kind of informed almost everything that was happening, not only in the economy and the stock market, but in terms of our society and what was going on around us, certainly in the retail sector as well.
And so given that experience, Andy, you talk a little bit about how when inflation went from something like 14% to 7%, it was actually a relief, even though for us, that 7.5% print was very, very hot. So like how should we be thinking about inflation today, given that historical perspective?
Yeah, you know, economic cycles, Julie, are funny because they're always exactly the same and always completely different, right? And if you look at inflation back in the 1970s and 1980s, it was caused basically by two things. One is the Vietnam War and President Johnson's spending on programs, social programs and government programs. And number two, the oil shock. One in 1973 with the OPEC embargo after the Yom Kippur War, and then in the Iranian Revolution in the wake of that in 1979. Today, of course, driven primarily by very different things, which is to say COVID and the government response. Again, similarity there with the government response. Government spending, a big, big thing in both instances. And then, of course, this time around, I would say there are other factors as well. The decline of globalism is another one. And then also the switch to green energy. You may be all for that, but you could argue that that's inflationary as well. So the Fed has to use those traditional tools of raising rates. And we all know that Paul Volcker finally was able to curb inflation during the Reagan administration after 1980, but it was very painful and it caused a sharp recession. We're nowhere near those double-digit rates yet, but if we get there, there could be pain.
Yeah, Andy, I was just searching really quickly. Interest rates when I was born, they were around 19%. So definitely a different situation than right now. But you do write at the bottom of your column that for some companies, this could be some very opportunistic. Companies could take advantage of this inflationary environment.
Yeah, I mean, I was being slightly tongue-in-cheek, Brian, but not really. I mean, it was sort of Newtonian physics I was saying, right? That every action produces an equal and opposite reaction. So in other words, if there's going to be this hyperinflation or even strong inflation right now, then, you know, there are going to be businesses and entrepreneurs that take advantage of it. And I pointed out that last time around, back in the 70s and 80s, you saw the rise of store brands and generics, the rise of dollar stores, and it really helped Walmart and other discounters get tremendous momentum back then. Because before that, people would just buy, you know, the regular brands and not blink an eye. But then when prices started to go up, they started to really compare when they were shopping and looking for value. So I think you're going to see a whole lot of business models and entrepreneurs take advantage of these things if it persists. And we could be looking at a whole bunch of new companies and business models that come out of this.
All right, we'll leave it there. Yahoo Finance Editor-in-Chief Andy Sauer, good to see you. We'll talk to you soon.